IHSA Girls State Wrestling Meet gets underway tomorrow in Bloomington, and the first female wrestler from the Galesburg High School wrestling program is going to be participating. Joining us here this morning, sophomore Streaks wrestler Annalisa Gibbons. Annalisa, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Also, assistant wrestling coach at Galesburg High School. Pretty much kind of the head wrestling coach on the girls' side, Eric Vogel. Eric, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tom. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. First off, Annalisa, congratulations on the honor that you won at the sectional, and now you're heading to the state meet. Well, let's talk a little background. Just a sophomore, when did you start wrestling, and how did you become interested in it?
I started wrestling this year.
You started coming in the fall workouts right about in October, right?
See, yeah. I made you draw a blank already. See,
yeah.
it was that thought of the millions of people listening, right?
Yeah. Well, in my PE, it was like sports PE, so there's like different like sports, and they had the mats out and they wrestled, and it looked pretty interesting, so I decided to try it out, and I came to a couple like open gyms and then kind of just started practicing.
Did you feel like you, and maybe the coaches also felt, you're kind of a natural, or
I don't know about that. I'm a little uncoordinated, and it takes me a little bit longer than everybody else to like really get the moves.
Okay, well, let me ask. I'll ask Coach Vogel. What did you, when you guys first saw her, when she decided to come out? Did you saw some talent right off the bat?
Right off the bat, the thing we first noticed, because Annalisa was coming, yeah, some of those open gyms that we had right before the season for people like Annalisa who wanted to experiment with wrestling. The first thing I noticed was she was asking me a heck of a lot of questions right away. Always asking, what about this? Could I try this? Is this the right way to do this? And I think that natural curiosity really helped her throughout the season to develop her moves.
Did you ever think, just starting this, not very long ago, that you'd be at this level already heading to the state tournament?
Being honest, no. I really didn't. I didn't expect me to make it to state.
Yeah. Well, just a sophomore, but you're very busy. This is not it for you athletically. You're going to have softball coming up. Also, you were doing kind of dual sports during the wrestling season. Talk about what else you were doing.
I was doing competition cheer at the same time. So I'd go straight from wrestling after school straight to cheer practice. And I didn't miss a couple like wrestling tournaments for cheer competitions. And then I had to miss a cheer competition for sectionals.
Did working the workouts for either, did one make the other easier in any way, shape, or form?
Wrestling definitely got me more in shape and more, like for my jumps, I became more flexible and I wasn't as out of breath.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. All right. So Annalisa Gibbons, she's going to be heading to the state wrestling meet. She'll have a match coming up tomorrow. Don't know what time, but at some point once they get everything started, you will be taking on a young lady from Morton High School up in the Chicago area. So not somebody you've seen before, but in your weight class. So there's actually several wrestlers that are going to be at the state meet that you have seen during the season.
Yeah, there's, I think, four.
Yeah, yeah. So little familiarity anyway. All right, so Eric, talk about with the format, because I'm looking at the bracket here, and it's kind of interesting. If you lose the first match and then you start winning on the other side, you could end up wrestling, what, six matches? Is that right?
Yes.
But on the winner's bracket, if you got to the championship, it wouldn't be quite as many. That's interesting to me.
Yeah, yeah. So if you go through on the winner's bracket, you would wrestle two matches on Friday and then two matches on Saturday. Wrestling for the state championship. But on the if you go to the consolation side, depending on what you do on the winner's side, yeah, you could have up to six matches, potentially three on Friday and three on Saturday. And that's part of the reason why it has to be 2 days, as IHSA has a rule you can't have more than five matches in one day.
Well, you were telling me off the air, it's also interesting with, you know, the weigh-in will happen before the matches on Friday morning, and then you actually are extended an extra pound to 2 pounds. Is that right?
You get a pound for every additional day in a row you have to weigh in, because Obviously if anyone who's ever wrestled and cut weight knows, making weight is difficult enough. Making weight multiple days in a row, it gets a really, really tough.
Yeah, and of course there's a safety factor on top of that as
yes.
All right, so let's talk about that. Annalisa, you're coming in the 140 pound class. Now, this is interesting, because on the girls' side of thing, and I'm guessing as a wrestler, you don't care so much except for making weight as a wrestler, as opposed to just in general, thinking you are overweight or whatever, you're just more concerned, like, I got to be at under this weight when my match comes around.
Yeah.
You know. So not something you think about otherwise. So let's talk about your eating habits. Now we're talking about Gage. He seemed pretty dedicated to what he eats, and that sounds like not a lot of junk. How about you? Is it harder for you to stay away from it, or you just got to make sure you don't eat too much stuff that you shouldn't be to stay where you need to be?
Yeah, I usually eat pretty healthy, but then occasionally I do have like snacks because. If I stay away from it for too long, then I'll just end up eating a whole bunch of it, and then that just is harder. So I usually just try to find, like, a good balance to make weight.
Yeah.
But 140 isn't, like, really hard for me to make, so.
And actually, you started the season at 145, and
okay,
you just over working hard and probably good eating, you worked your weight class down to 140.
So just kind of lean out as you're going then, right?
Yeah.
So I just heard about this cookie place. Have you guys heard about this? So you want to talk about making weight?
Okay,
you might want to wait till after the tournament.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was saying, Annalisa brought up a place called Crumble Cookie. It's a chain. I know there's one over in Peoria. So we figured, Coach, if she wins the state championship, it's no holds barred when you get
there. Oh, yeah, we're stopping there on the way home.
But beforehand, probably not, right?
No.
Yeah. She was already talking about it, though, before the matches even, though. That's all right. Annalisa Gibbons, she is going to be heading to the state wrestling tournament. First female from Galesburg High School to head to the state tournament in wrestling. Also, wrestling coach at Galesburg High School, Eric Vogel. Pretty much the head coach on the girls' side. Let's talk a little bit, Annalisa, about the workouts. Do you get the chance to wrestle against the boys in either in the same weight class, or do you go lighter against them?
I wrestle like multiple boys, and they're all pretty close to my weight. Some of them mm-hmm. are heavier, but I feel like it really helps me like wrestling them because they're more aggressive and they're stronger, and like lifting them and stuff, it helps me be able to like lift these girls up.
Yeah, which is going to help when you get, because you're going to come across some girl at some point that's going to have that similar type of strength as they do.
Yeah.
Talk about lifting. What do you do in the weight room? It's not to gain mass and bulk, obviously. You just want to keep your strength along with the flexibility.
Mm-hmm. I go to the gym probably like two or three times at least a week, and I just try to hit like legs, arms, back. I try to just maintain like a strength, like muscle.
What about as far as cardio? What do? Do you do some running and some other things, or?
Yeah, when I'm like over on weight, I have to go to the Y and run and sit in the sauna. But I also go and just like run and sit in the sauna if I am like sore or something. It really helps.
Well, I'm guessing, Coach, also just the wrestling itself in practice obviously qualifies as a cardio workout.
Oh, for sure. Yes. I think, what was it, 2 days ago we were doing push-ups at the end, and I heard a groan from you coming. Oh, not this again.
Well, okay, so wrestling, we'll wrap up this weekend. So will you be back in softball again?
Yeah, softball starts Monday.
Okay, so with that then, is that something, will you continue that also outside of the high school throughout the summer playing? And with wrestling, same thing, will you continue to be in matches and stuff?
Yeah, I do travel softball. I've been playing since I was like six.
So. Okay.
Anyways, I'm going to do that. And then also, I'm going to join this wrestling program down in Canton, and we're working on going to a tournament in Florida at Disney.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'm going to put in the work.
Oh, that sounds like fun. What position of softball?
Catcher.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Oh, man, you put your body through a lot. Wrestling and catcher and softball, I couldn't do it.
I need a lawn chair.
I'd need the crumble cookies instead. Just saying. Annalisa Gibbons is going to be heading to the state wrestling meet tomorrow down in Bloomington Normal, Grossinger Motors Arena. So what time does everything get underway tomorrow morning, Coach?
Weigh-ins are at 7:30.
Okay.
So we're planning on getting there probably around 7 o'clock, and then wrestling will start around 9, and they start at the lightest weight class, which is 100 pounds, and they just continue to work up. Once they go through the girls' largest weight class of 235, they wrap right back around, and then they do the next round. So
is everything in the arena there? And do they have, what is it, four mats they have going at once?
We'll have six mats.
Six. Okay,
six mats going on. On the first day, when they get to the second day, they're also sharing the arena with the boys' dual team state series.
Okay,
and it'll break down to three. So.
Okay. Well, hopefully there will be a lot of fans there. Now, if you would like to watch Annalisa wrestle and you can't get there, if you go to the IHSA website, there's ways they show you how to – you can watch it on TV. But if you'd like to, sounds like it'll be a great event. I know with the boys, I've talked to people that have been before at University of Illinois, said it's just especially championship night that it's a pretty cool experience. So we're hoping, Annalisa, that that you get to experience that coming up. What are your expectations going on? You said you've watched some video on the young lady you'll see in the first round. Are you going in with some confidence?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm just going to really try to work my stuff. I've been really trying hard at practice and really getting down all the details and the stuff that I like to hit. So I'm just going to really go out there and use those moves, not really try anything new because I have a lot at like stake. Like it's either like four matches or it could end up being like six if I lose that first one.
Yeah, yeah. So what, let's talk a little bit about the future. I know you're only a sophomore. You might not be thinking much about it at this point, but college, I mean, would you like to continue in both sports or all three sports that, as you keep going? Or?
I don't really know. I haven't really decided. I don't even know what I want to be yet. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, just being a sophomore getting to the state meet, Coach, I mean, obviously there's going to be colleges that are going to come calling.
Oh, for sure. And girls wrestling right now is just exploding in popularity. And especially with the University of Iowa adding girls wrestling, this is their first official year. I mean, the dominoes are just starting to fall. And right now it's more programs than they have girls, and so they're all that they are just excited to go in there, and it's been really exciting to see how it's expanding.
Well, I know we were talking off the air. I kind of wondered that, you know, is all part of the same program at GHS now? It is, but it's starting to become separated, and they're going to be completely separate programs pretty soon, just like basketball, baseball, softball, whatever.
Yeah, I believe that it will be soon. Over in Peoria, Richwoods, in our area, they have a large girls team, and I was talking with their coach, and they practice separately. They have a whole coach and multiple assistant coaches for their girls' side and a coach and multiple assistant for their boys' side, and I think they're taking like seven girls to the state meet this weekend. They've got one of the best teams in the state, and it's because they've had that dedicated person for that position. I'm excited for the day when Galesburg will have that as well.
Annalisa, what would you say to a young girl that's maybe never tried it before or thinking about it or say, this looks kind of cool, but I don't know? What would you say to them?
I think you should try it. It's really fun, and I think you'd end up liking it a lot more, and winning is.
It's all about the winning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Annalisa, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck here at the state tournament this week, and I know you're going to do great, and looking forward to what the future holds for you as well.
Okay, thank you.
Coach, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
No, thank you for having us.